this service more than any other service that we have throughout the year is the service in which we tell our story. Each year, we gather to hear the progression of the events that bring us once again to this glorious Easter celebration. On Monday evening of this week, we were reminded that we must maintain our childlike nature to enter the kingdom of God, that we must put away worldly cynicism and skepticism and enter with childlike wonder. The world we live in has little use for this day of joy and wonder and awe. As St. Paul has said, the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved is the power of God. That is why we are here, because we know the power of God, and we want to hear the story that brings us to this Easter celebration again. And I hope it is with the wonderment of a child that we come to hear the retelling of the story. I hope it is with our eyes wide open in expectation that we will hear the story that goes beyond even our deepest imaginings. Do you remember the wonder of stories for children? How they love to have stories told to them over and over and over until they have the story memorized, and if you leave one word out or begin to improvise at all, they will immediately call you on it. That's how we should approach this story, amazed and awed, wanting to hear it again and again until we know it by heart, until we have it stored in our hearts. It is a wonderful story, this story of redemption, this story of God's love. Love so wonderfully strong that nothing, not even death, can destroy it. This service is also a service of light, the light of Christ shining once again in the world. The Paschal candle, which we lit for the first time at the beginning of the service, will shine throughout the Easter season when we gather for worship. It will also shine Christ's light each time we bring a new member into the body of Christ and the family of all believers through baptism. And the light of Christ will shine brightly each time we celebrate the life and death of the saints who have entered into glory, our fellow family members who have returned to the Lord. This Paschal candle, our visible reminder of the light of Christ in the world, is also a reminder that light has overcome darkness in the world, that death and darkness do not have the final word, but that Christ's light shines even in the darkest moments, even in our saddest days. That light is with us to bring us out of the bondage of sin, out of the depths of despair, out of grief and mourning, into Christ's light and into God's love. The story engages us once again to our history, to the working out of God's plan from the moment of creation to this very night on April 19, 2014. The light continues to shine as a reminder of this story, our story. It continues from this Easter moment forward. One of the strongest memories I have of my childhood is that of my grandfather swinging with me on a wooden swing that hung from a limb of a tree in the front yard of our house at Weiss Lake. Bapu, which is what I call my grandfather because my little mouth couldn't quite say pop, would regale me with a variety of old Methodist hymns, like Bringing in the Sheaves. I remember what on earth a sheave was and why we would come rejoicing when we brought them in. Another hymn I vividly remember is Blessed Assurance. And the words I remember are these: Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is our story. It is a story of love that shines light on our darkness and turns our sadness into joy and death into life. It's a story that makes us shout for joy, knowing that this love will never abandon us, will never let us go, will never leave us helpless or hopeless or alone. What a wonderful story. Now go out and share it with the world. Amen.